grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's address is based on the Gospel reading from Luke chapter 2. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, sanctify us, make us holy by your word, by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In the birth of Jesus Christ, God bridges the gap between heaven and earth. The sacred and the secular, the human and the divine, two worlds, two realms, two ways of existing, ways of being, are brought into such close contact that they are almost indistinguishable. It's a beautiful thing. It's an incredible thing. It's something worth celebrating, and so we celebrate it today. God has bridged the gap between himself and us. God, the great author of life, has written himself into the drama of our world. Heaven has come down to earth. Jesus is born. Today I want us to consider for a few moments the depths of earth, the heights of heaven, and the bridge between the two. The account of Jesus' birth, it always strikes me, is presented in the most simple, down-to-earth kind of way, especially the beginning. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that the entire Roman world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taking place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Now, what we have here is a census. Basically, a census in preparation, probably for tax time. You can't get much more unexciting than that, right? Unless perhaps you're an accountant or something, maybe you find that exciting. But for most of us, it sounds fairly bland, doesn't it? A census, tax time, nothing to get particularly wound up about here. Luke doesn't embellish the story for the sake of a good read. He simply tells it as it is. The Roman world was to be registered. Mary and Joseph were part of that world, and so they headed to Bethlehem for the registration. This is not the stuff of myths and legends. This is not a once upon a time kind of story. Luke sets his account in real time and real space and real history with real people involved. And what really happens to Mary and Joseph along the way isn't that glamorous either. Isn't that sort of wonderful, at least from human eyes. Some of you might recall the uncertainty of the impending birth of your first child. And all you want is things to go smoothly, things to go as planned. Yeah, right. Doesn't often happen that way, does it? Well, how about a 140-kilometer trip by foot through the desert first? And how about being told when you get there that there's no room for you, no place for you to stay? We lost your booking, something like that. Sorry, you're going to have to find somewhere else. How about finding yourself out back of a stable or a cave, perhaps? We're not told the exact location, except that there's a manger there. There's a feed trough, so we know it's where the animals were living. The depths of earth. The depths of earth are just that when we think things can't get more uncertain or more difficult or more uncomfortable, they do. They do. That's what earth is like. At least they did for this unmarried, unsure, uncertain young couple called Mary and Joseph. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. God is not content to remain at a distance from the earth he has created, from the people whom he loves. Instead, he enters our time and space, our world, our reality, in the form of a small and vulnerable child. Do not think for a moment that he doesn't know how things really are on earth, that he doesn't get it that he doesn't see. He knows. He gets it. He has become part of it for us. Christmas is an incredibly special time of year, but it can be a hard time of year too. And it reminds me of Charles Dickens when he writes, you know, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Christmas can be like this for a lot of people. Families come together, but some don't, and some do, but not easily. Some of you I know are celebrating Christmas for the first time without a loved one who's died in the last 12 months. I'm told that's very hard. Some of you perhaps for the 15th time or the 20th time, but you're starting to realize it doesn't get much easier. It's still hard years on. It is the best of times. It is the worst of times. Luke encourages us in these times by presenting the birth of Jesus to us in the most down-to-earth way, reminding us that Jesus has entered the depths of our world, come to be born as a vulnerable child in difficult circumstances. Secondly, the heights of heaven. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. It's fair enough, isn't it? It's not every day that heaven interrupts earth, that heaven breaks into our world, and that something completely out of the ordinary like this is seen. It's not every day that angels show up in the far-flung fields of Palestine. I think it's easy for us to think sometimes when we read the New Testament that angels are just everywhere, that angels were just appearing all over the place, that this was very, very common. It's actually not. And if you read the New Testament carefully, you see there's just a handful of times when angels show up on the scene. And it's always at very, very important moments. Jesus' conception, Jesus' birth, Jesus' resurrection are three of the key ones when you get angels show up with a special message. It's at these times, it's like the curtain of heaven is just pulled back for a moment, and we get this little glimpse of what's going on behind the scenes, this little glimpse of what's happening in this world that is sort of beyond our knowledge and beyond our imagination, so far beyond us, but so important for us. It's at this time as though heaven cannot contain its excitement at the birth of Jesus. The choir is so powerful, the singing is so magnificent that it just bursts the banks of heaven and it kind of overflows onto earth. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Heaven is this incredible world, this incredible reality beyond our imagination, filled with all the beauty and wonder and joy of God and God's presence. And what the angels are saying here is that God's presence has come down. God's presence is now on earth. And all that beauty and all that joy and all that wonder that you could never even imagine is somehow contained in this child lying there in the manger. "This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." In one of his sonnets, John Donne writes, "It was much that man was made like God before, but that God should be made like man, much more." The depths of earth, the heights of heaven, today, on Christmas Day, become almost indistinguishable. They come into such close contact that we can barely tell one from the other. So what about the bridge between these two worlds? How can we know God, really? How can we know Him? How can we have peace with God sincerely? How can we truly experience that peace? How can we begin to get our heads around this thing called heaven? How can we begin to get something of heaven into our heads. The Bible's answer is Jesus. Jesus, this child, this one in the manger who bridges these two worlds. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." You see, Jesus has closed the gap between God and us, between heaven and earth. You might know when you travel on the tube in London, there are signs and there's a voice that always comes over the intercom that says, "Mind the gap. Mind the gap." You might have heard this. You can even get it on t-shirts now. It says, "Mind the gap." Many people, I think, feel a huge gap between themselves and God, between earth and heaven, between the secular and the sacred. But God says to us this Christmas day, he says, "Look, I have come down. I have bridged the gap. I have taken that step for you. I have entered your world. I am here. I am Emmanuel." You know that Emmanuel means God with us. Now, I went to school at Concordia College, so we didn't talk much about Emmanuel, right? They were the enemy, okay? But one way I knew they always had it over us, apart from music, sport, academia, all right? One thing I knew they always had it over us was the name, Emmanuel. What a beautiful name. God with us. God here. God in our midst. You know, if God is distant, if he's separated from us by this huge gaping chasm that we can never overcome, then his love and his mercy and his forgiveness and his peace and all those things we always talk about don't mean much if we can't access them. But if God has bridged the gap, if God has come close, if God has entered our time, our place, our world, if God is Emmanuel, then all of those gifts come into such close contact with us as well. When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." The birth of Jesus, it changed everything for these lowly, earthly shepherds. It changed everything. They had experienced a taste of heaven, and their lives would never be the same again. In the manger, heaven meets earth. And out there in the fields of Palestine, heaven meets earth. And in the life of Jesus, heaven meets earth. And in his death and resurrection, heaven meets earth. And today, as we come and hear his word, heaven meets earth again. And as we come and receive his precious body and blood for us, heaven meets earth. Our God comes to meet us. And we, like those lowly shepherds, can never be the same again. For we have been caught up in this beautiful, divine mystery where God has come down to us. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the good news of the angels that first Christmas. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people, that to us is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ our Lord. Lord, this day continue to bridge the gap between you and us by coming to us with your precious gifts, your word, your water and holy baptism, your body and blood in the sacrament. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.